And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 31st of July, 2011. It's the birthday of the author of the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling, born near Bristol, England in 1965. Studied French in college, then went to work for Amnesty International as a secretary. She was on a train coming home to London from a weekend looking at flats in Manchester, 1990, when she suddenly got the idea for Harry Potter. She said, "I was looking out of the window at some cows, I believe, and I just thought, boy doesn't know he's a wizard, goes off to wizard school." I have no idea where it came from. I think the idea was floating along the train and looking for someone, and my mind was vacant enough, so it decided to zoom in there. She found a publisher 6 years later who paid her an advance of £1,500, and in 5 years' time, J.K. Rowling went from being on public assistance to being a multimillionaire. It's the birthday of Kim Adonizio, the poet and novelist, born Washington, D.C., 1954. Most recent book of poetry, Lucifer at the Starlight, came out a couple years ago. Kim Adonizio, who said, "What I've learned is simple. If you nurture it, it will expand, and it will nurture you in return." It was on this date, 1703, the novelist Daniel Defoe was put in the pillories in London for sedition. He'd published a little satiric pamphlet advocating that the Church of England deal with nonconformists or dissenters simply by killing them. The church didn't see it as a joke. They found him, he was tried, found guilty, imprisoned, and sentenced to stand three times in the pillory where people would likely throw rotten eggs at him. But his satire was popular, and the crowd drank to his health, and they pelted him with flowers. And it's the birthday of the chemist and writer Primo Levi, born in Turin, Italy, 1919. He was in northern Italy hoping to join the resistance against the Nazis. When he was captured, he was sent to Auschwitz, where he worked as slave labor in a rubber factory. He wrote two memoirs about his wartime experiences, If This Is a Man and The Truce, and also novels and stories and poems, and a collection of 21 meditations called The Periodic Table, each one named for a chemical element. Primo Levi died in 1987 after he fell or jumped from his third-floor balcony in Turin. The coroner ruled his death a suicide, and he had been suffering from depression, but some of his friends argued that he'd complained of dizziness a few days before, and that as a chemist, he certainly would have chosen a more foolproof method of committing suicide with less risk of paralysis. Here's a poem for today by William Blake, You Don't Believe. You don't believe, I won't attempt to make ye. You are asleep, I won't attempt to wake ye. Sleep on, sleep on, while in your pleasant dreams of reason you may drink of life's clear streams. Reason and Newton, they are quite two things, for so the swallow and the sparrow sings. Reason says miracle, Newton says doubt. Aye, that's the way to make all nature out. Doubt, doubt, and don't believe without experiment. That is the very thing that Jesus meant when he said, only believe. Believe and try, 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 and never mind the reason why. You Don't Believe, a poem by William Blake. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.